The Department of Labor today issued a disappointing report on jobs, saying there was virtually no job growth in December. The nation's payrolls increased by just 1,000. An official said job growth in the preceding month was also weaker than previously expected. But the total unemployment rate continued to decline, largely because the labor market grew smaller. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What else does the report say about the state of the labor market in December?
Well, as you pointed out, the Labor Department says that there were just 1,000 new jobs created in December, which essentially means the labor market was flat. There were some gains in construction and in business services, which includes temporary workers. But once again, and this was a surprise, the manufacturing sector, which is often seen as a sort of engine for economic growth, was down. It lost 26,000 jobs. It was the 41st straight monthly decline. The retail sector was also down. It lost 38,000 jobs. A lot of stores and malls reported, you know, so-so sales figures for the month of December, and they appeared to have done less hiring than usual. The government also said that the average work week was down in December, which is not something you'd expect to see in an improving economy.
Well, given all that, then, how come the unemployment rate was also down?
Yeah, you often see this kind of dichotomy in the two numbers. Simply put, the labor force is smaller. There's a very large group of about 1.5 million people who are considered to be marginally attached to the labor force. This includes a lot of discouraged workers, people who are unemployed but have been unemployed so long they're sort of no longer really looking for work. And because they're no longer looking for work, they're no longer technically considered part of the labor force. Size of the labor force is down, so relatively speaking, more people are employed, which means the unemployment rate goes down. The unemployment rate is actually now at 5.7%, which is the lowest level in more than a year.
There have been a lot of signs that the economy is improving and that, you know, the unemployment rate sounds as if the economy is improving. How much of a disappointment is this report on job growth or not much of job growth?
Oh, it's a big disappointment. You know, we have, as you point out, seen so many signs that the economy is finally turning a corner. In particular, economic growth just soared 8.2% in the third quarter. There's been an increase in manufacturing activity. Consumer confidence is up. The stock market is just going gangbusters right now. A lot of economists were predicting on the record that we would see 100,000 new jobs created this month. And some of them privately were going beyond that, saying this would just be a blowout month for jobs. And in fact, that hasn't happened. One issue here, again, is productivity. There's been a big increase in productivity. That's a good thing. It means, individual workers are producing more, but it also means companies don't have to hire more people if they don't want to, and they don't seem to be doing that. We've seen the economy growing lately, in part because businesses are spending more. But if the job market doesn't increase pretty soon, that raises the question of how long growth is really going to keep up.
Jim, thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli.